My guest in the studio today is a young Czech student, Eva Spekhorstová, who has a passion for languages. Welcome to the studio.
Hello,
Eva.
Thank you.
You, at the age of 15, you speak 17 languages, I understand,
yes.
which is quite an incredible feat. You certainly don't lose time. So tell us, when did you start?
I started to learn English in primary school, but my passion for languages started when I was 13 years old. And I started to learn Spanish and French.
Well, wait a minute. You must have learnt several languages before that, right? So your native language is what?
My native language is Czech and German. And lately it's also been English. But yes.
And I understand, what languages do you speak to your parents? We should say that your mother is Czech.
Is Czech.
Your father is
father is from the Netherlands. So I always speak with him in German. But this year I started to speak with him also in Dutch and with my mom only in Czech.
So until the age of 13, you spoke how many languages?
Three.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So between 13 and 15, in 2 years, you've managed to... Right, so most people learn one or two foreign languages, mm-hmm. the languages they need,
yes.
so to speak, and they stop there. What made you keep going?
The people kept me going. I learn languages not to brag about it, that, yeah, I can speak like 17 languages. That's not the primary reason. I want to talk to people because when I talk to them in their native language, they open up, they get so warm and welcoming and friendly. And I think it's wonderful just to see their faces and which expression they make. And yeah, I love to see them like being happy that I know some words and that I can communicate with them. So that's my ultimate goal, just to talk to people.
So give us an idea, what languages do you speak?
I speak Italian, then I speak Spanish, I can communicate, then in French, Dutch, German, I'm learning Norwegian. I started this year. Then I started Turkish this year, 3 weeks ago, one month ago. Then Greek, I know passively. And then Korean, Japanese. I also can communicate in Chinese, Indonesian. Am I forgetting something?
That's quite enough, really. But what made you go for the more exotic languages? What made you learn Korean,
Japanese? It's the phonetics. I love the phonetics. I adore phonetics. And Korean has such a unique system of phonetics. It doesn't sound like anything. The language family is completely distinguished. So usually Spanish has the same phonetics like Italian and Italian like Portuguese. And it's kind of connected. But Korean, their phonetics is so unique. I haven't heard anything like it. So I wanted to try it out. And it's really a wonderful language.
Very much a sing-song language, isn't it?
How do you perceive it?
Do you perceive languages as music? Or?
Yes, I perceive them as music because since I was... 5 years old, I was going to the music school and my parents are both music teachers. So I perceive languages as music, but mainly as words, as systems. So I have to break the language down into pieces. And before I know that, I can't go on. So a lot of people do it like they learn one phrase, then another phrase, and I have to break the phrase down into several parts, into grammar parts.
So how do you go about it? Do you first listen to what the language sounds like? How do you go about it? You learn yourself, you're self-taught,
I
aren't
learn,
you? So how do you go about it?
The first week I'm trying to absorb the language as much as I can. I'm trying to listen to dramas, to music, to just hear like how it sounds, because the accent, it doesn't seem like it, but the accent is really important.
You just plays sit a really there important taking roles. It in
taking
without
it
understanding
in.
A word. Yes. You're just listening to the music of the language.
Because some of the languages are based solely on phonetics. So if you don't understand the phonetics, then you can't go on. You can't move forward. So you have to absorb it all in, see how the people act, how they talk. Like Italians use hand gestures, and Koreans are kind of closed up. And you just have to absorb it. Feel like, even though you aren't a native speaker, try to seem like one and learn it. Yes. So that's how I go on.
There's a Czech saying that goes, kolik jazyků znáš, tolik rád si člověkem, mm-hmm. which roughly translated means, the more languages you speak, the more lives you have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that knowing a certain language gives you more insight into the culture, into the way of thinking of a certain nation, of certain people, just by how they denote something or the proverbs they have, the sayings they have? For instance, in Czech we say šťastný jako blecha, which is mm-hmm. happy as a flea. The English say happy as a lark. Just by the different things, that mm-hmm. the different comparisons, the different... Do you feel that that enriches you?
Yes, that enriches me hugely. In every language, I tend to be kind of different. So when I speak Korean, I tend to be like the Koreans, just kind of introverted. But when I speak Italian or Spanish, I'm so extroverted and I can answer differently when I speak in a language. And that's the funny part, because you always discover a new side of yourself that you didn't know about. So languages are basically the people's history, the people's culture, and you can take a leap into the languages and discover a whole new world, basically, yeah. And then when I speak Italian, I speak with my friends, and they see me as an Italian. And they don't see me like as a foreigner. And I think that's beautiful. It's like the best thing that I can achieve. Yeah.
We just said that you see languages as music.
Yeah.
And apparently also as colors. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that is right. I pick languages based on their color. And the Roman languages, like Spanish, it's more colorful, like red colors, yellow colors, orange colors. Whereas German is a nice blue, like Greek, and Turkish is this kind of dark red, and Korean I see as a purple mixed in with blue, and Japanese is this soft pastel pink, and Indonesian I started to learn because it's like this tropical, like so rich, such a rich green color, like when you think of trees and flowers, it's so beautiful. Yes.
So when you hear a language you don't understand, you see a color.
I see a color, yes. Yes.
Do you paint?
I paint, and I try to paint language aesthetics, so that I always picked a language and then I painted an abstract painting of the language.
That's amazing. Which language was the hardest to learn?
The hardest language, in my opinion, is Arabic. Even though I haven't started to learn actively, I just looked at the grammar rules and the writing system, and it just blows my mind. And Korean is hard, but hard to understand. You have to understand the system, because some of the words, some of the grammar structures can't be translated. There are topic markers, there are subject markers, there are grammar rules that can't be just translated into English. You have to understand it, understand the context. So if you understand it, you understand the whole of Korean, and it's easy from then on. But the beginning of the Korean language was really difficult to just grasp and understand it. Yeah.
Was there a language that you developed a passion for, that you really love, that you learned as a second language and that feels like your own, that you're really at home in, as you say, you know, it's a certain side?
It's Italian. It's Italian. I love the Italian language. I love the also phonetics. I love the people. But I can't say that I love one language more than the other. I love every language in their own way. So I love German. I love Japanese.
Even though German is more harsh than some yes. more melodious languages, like maybe French or Italian. Yeah.
No, I can't say which language I like the best. I can just say that I've developed a great passion for Italian. Yeah.
What language do you think in?
It's difficult. Like, when I'm nervous, I tend to think in English. When I'm angry, I tend to think in Italian. And it kind of changes. When I'm hurt, I tend to think in Korean. And
why is that?
I have no idea. I would like to tell you, but I really don't have any idea as to how it works.
Do you speak enough Korean to think Korean when you're hurt? Surely, because that is like passions and emotions and, you know.
I talk with people, so I maybe don't know the textbook Korean, but I know how to communicate with Koreans and to how to hold a basic conversation and just talk with them for like a week. It doesn't matter, but I don't know why I tend to speak Korean when I'm hurt. Like,
you must have an extensive library. Do you read? Do you have books in all these languages? Because otherwise, wouldn't you get rusty if you don't use a certain language? And 17 is a lot, isn't it? I mean, you can't always be speaking.
I have books in English, German, and some in Czech. And I want to buy some French books and Italian books. But I think social media is also a great way of reading. So you can just install one app only in one language and just get out of your comfort zone. And once I was setting up something in my phone and I clicked on Italian and my phone was, everything was in Italian. So then it was, but that's like you absorb the language again passively, but that's also a problem when you just absorb it, when you just read books. That happened to me with French. I just read books. I could understand like everything. I could understand movies. I could understand people when they were talking, but I couldn't say a word. And that's even worse than just starting from a beginner level. You just have to catch up, but you know the words. You just can't use them, and it's really frustrating.
So speaking is best. You must have speaking very many friends best. Around the world.
Yeah, I have.
Seem very cosmopolitan. Do all these languages enter your dreams as well?
Yes. Sometimes it depends. If I listen to German music in the evening, then I have dreams in German. And when I text a friend from Italy, I tend to have dreams in Italian. But when I watch Korean dramas, I once had a dream in Korean, but that's like an exception. I usually dream in Czech, German, English, and Italian. Yeah.
What about your future career? You're just 15 now, but it seems that, you know, that it will revolve around languages in some way or another.
I want to study archaeology. Ancient Greece, ancient Rome, and I want to study the Etruscan language to see how it works. Because when I was studying their alphabet, I noticed some Asian signs in it and Asian symbols, and I was like, how can Etruscan have similar grammar structures and similar symbols as Korean? How is that possible? So I want to find that out, and I love it. Like, I was really surprised when I started to learn Turkish, because the grammar structure is completely the same as in Korean. It's completely the same. Without Korean, I wouldn't be able to understand Turkish. And it just amazes me how the languages are intertwined into each other. And I want to study archaeology, but the ancient languages, yes.
Do you have friends who speak as many languages as you do? Because you seem like a huge exception to me.
I have a friend in France, and she speaks English, French, and Spanish, and also a little bit Italian.
Right, well, we're talking 17 languages. That's amazing.
I don't think so. Maybe, well, I haven't met anyone.
Finally, we have listeners all around the world. to end on, give them a greeting in some of the more exotic languages okay. that you know.
한국으로 인사해요, 인사합니다.
That was what?
That was Korean. I greeted them in Korean. Salve a tutti gli ascoltatori di questo radio, sì. That was Italian. Salut à tous de cette radio. Goedendag.
Goedendag.
Konnichiwa.
Eva Spekhorstova, my guest in the studio today, a Czech student who's just 15 and speaks 17 languages. Good luck with your plans, Eva.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your time.